This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard, cause we're trying to stack the money large. The money large, think I care about a supercar? Leave that to another dog. I'm trying to stack for my mother's yard. So what you talking about? Yeah, yeah. If I stepped in the room, yeah. Just me and couple goons. Trust. You think I came to talk it out? What was you talking about? Trust. Stop the chat. I thought that you were bad, but now you wanna sort it out. I don't wanna sort it out, so now I gotta sort you out. If you really on it, then look already, you better speak with your chest before you get sorted out. Said you're gonna roll up on the brother from the gutter with a cutter, but now you wanna be talking it out. And you really gonna be the talk of the town when you walk around town just talking it out. Just chill, stop thinking you're the man, but everyone's the man until they meet the man. Just cause you got a gun, rude boy, that don't make you bad. Even good dudes when they're pushed too far can go and get a strap. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard, trying to stack the money large, the money large. The think money. I care about a supercar? Leave that to another dog. I'm trying to stack for my mother's yard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? My Ninja Turtle shit, I get Shelly with it. They wanna see me on my knees like a Jesse with it. Ask your girl about the meat, I hit the belly with it. She said it's getting hot in her like I'm Nelly with it. Man are talking British gas like they roll with the heat. Couldn't name a brother in your set that isn't a chief. No, I'm a soldier on the rhythm, your talk is just weak. Everybody says they'll back you till you're really in beef. What you're talking don't make sense like the Riddler. No, you think I like to bust jokes like I'm Giggler. No. Said that you're one of the best, one of the vets, but we just don't consider ya. Nah. So tell him rest in peace. Yeah. Try to rip with ya. We hustle hard, hustle hard. We're trying to stack the money large, the money large. The money. Think I care about a supercar? Leave that to another dog. I'm trying to stack for my mother's yard. Why the fuck you think we Hustle hard. We're trying to stack the money large. The money large. Think I care about a supercar? Leave that to another dog. I'm trying to stack for my mother's yard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard? Hustle hard. Why the fuck you think we hustle hard?
Why you think we hustle all the time, brother?
Hustle hard.
Get the cash, gotta climb, brother.
Hustle hard.
I'd be lying if I told you it's nice, brother.
Hustle hard.
Every day you gotta gamble for the time, brother.
Hustle hard.
Hey, to live your life for the dies.
Hustle,
you know we
hustle,
you know we
hustle hard
to live your life, throw the dice.
Hustle,
you know we
hustle,
you know we
hustle hard,
hey, to live your life, throw the dice.
That's Hustle Hard by Yizzy, first tune of the day, kicking off with something nice and cheerful.
That's right.
This is the M&M show, Michael, Natalie and Marcel. Was it, do you reckon that was a thingy? A Dizzy Rascal sample, the Hustle Hard. It sounded...
Oh! Now that you've said this, it could possibly be.
It sounded like him, but that at the same time, it kind of sounded a bit like it could have just been Yizzy as well.
Yeah, that just pitched down.
Yizzy Rascal,
friend of the show, Yizzy.
Yeah, friend of the show. He's one of the. He was a guest quite early on.
Very early, and so much so the last time he came in because he's just a lot taller. He's very. I think he was what, 18 when he came in.
What, has he had a growth spurt since he came in?
The last time he came in, I kind of didn't. I was like, oh,
you sure it's the same person?
Another Yizzy, two Yizzys.
Just, potentially,
he's just like Saddam Hussein. He just sends people to go and do his business.
That's true.
Sometimes they don't even look like him.
They do that in soaps. Remember when soaps used to do that and just get a new cat like Sam. Sam Mitchell from EastEnders.
No, don't even talk about Mitchells. You know, Ben Mitchell's been recast again.
Right, oh, is he?
Well, yeah. The classic ones, what's her name? Aunt Viv, though, in Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, it's just this light-skinned woman. So where did that black woman go?
She was on tan. She was tan before, and she went on holiday, came back. She went to Alaska.
Yeah, she reverse tanned. Aunt Viv, reverse tanned.
There's a weird casting choice, actually. Mm. They're not even, at least.
But that's what Americans do, though. They're weird like that. They are all like two very dark skinned black people will have this really light skinned baby, and no one's asking questions. And they're like, it's all right, they're all black. It's fine.
It's actually true, though.
I see it all the time.
It's actually true.
It's actually strange.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, well.
Do you know what's actually strange?
What's actually strange?
Terrible segue. is Michael Payne's 200th show today.
It is my 200th show. Thank you very much. Yeah, it is.
Well done. To celebrate, I've got you some sweets, which I do every Wednesday.
Yeah. And because it's Black History Month, Natalie's got Dark Side Skittles.
Yes.
Fruit salad and blackjacks.
Yeah. And wine gum. Because we like the wine.
Black people like to, you know what I'm saying? Natalie's very, very culturally sensitive.
Thank you. That's what I planned.
Love it. That was purely accidental.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought we'd get some wacky wine gums.
Before the whole station gets cancelled.
There we go. Fruit salad are there too, by the way.
Fruit salad are there too.
So who have you got on the 200th? Show, that's the question.
Well, we've got a treat actually, because we're both fans of. Listeners will have to excuse me. I've got a mouthful of Dark Side Skittles, but it really is a treat today, because among the many very talented guests, we've got Hope Ikpoku Jr.
Yes,
who plays Aaron in Top Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I'm a huge fan of Top Boy. I'm a huge fan of Aaron.
Amazing season.
Huge fan of Hope.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why don't you read that? The rest?
I will read out the rest of them. We've got Ant Deco up first. Mm-hmm. He's going to be talking about his new single. Mm-hmm. We also have Kaws.
Yep.
And Adi Josh. Is that how I pronounce that, Josh?
That's how I would pronounce it.
Yes.
Yes, Adi Josh.
Adi Josh.
And yeah, it's gonna be a wicked show. We've got a couple games coming up.
We do.
Literally a couple games. Because
it's been a couple of weeks since I played games. So
Can I say that Michael Payne has not won quite a few of the games?
Oh, what, recently?
The last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Why are you gonna snitch on me? No one even asked for
I'm
that
just
information.
Saying, because,
no one
you know,
even asked for that information.
Normally, I thought I would just point out to Marcel. You've been away, so you're a bit rusty. But you were here.
Natalie likes to dead people's. Have you noticed that? Natalie slightly is just like. We were just talking about the weather. You know what
it's an anniversary show, and man's just like, yo.
Sorry. But
he's
what I mean is, I'm going to make a comeback.
Dented man's self esteem. I wore new shoes and a new jacket for this show.
I'm so sorry.
You're just there going, like, guess what? You know, Michael ain't won shit since you've been away.
Really, though?
No, I haven't really won. I'm not going to lie.
Not when Ty's in, you don't get a chance, because he knows everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ty and Ty's here.
Yeah, Ty's really good at games, music-related games.
He takes it very seriously.
He does. He stands up every time you ask a question.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He registers things better. I think he just lets the wisdom flow through him.
The whole body, up and down.
Clear path.
Yeah.
Right? He's very, very competitive. Mm.
So he won all the games?
Well, he only played one. But he won that one.
In all fairness, though, he did get to... He paired up with Teach... You know,
So if it's like a two, if it's two on one thing, it's yeah, man. If it was a single thing, obviously Michael would have won that. 100%.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
come on,
guaranteed. Exactly. So that's what I said, Marcel. Guaranteed. Why are you trying to say I'm saying he's not a winner?
I didn't say anything.
Well, I did kind of sit here and listen to you say that.
I didn't hear that.
I saw you inside profile. I saw you just going, he's not won shit. I'm very much looking forward to the show. But we should catch up first amongst ourselves before we start asking guests what they've been up to.
Well, Michael, you went to Sweet Chick in Oxford Circus. Tell us about that.
I think I'm addicted.
Is it like chicken?
It is. It's exactly chicken. It's not even like chicken. It's just perfectly chicken.
If you read out what's actually written down, it says Sweet Chicken. Oxford Circus.
No. Oh, Sweet Chick.
Sweet Chicken.
In Sweet Chick.
But if you read it fast, it says Sweet Chicken. Oxford Circus.
It's called Sweet Chick, though, right?
It is called Sweet Chick. I didn't meet a very attractive woman.
and if you'd call her Sweet Chicken as well.
Yo, I met the Sweet Chicken. Oxford Circus.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to go see Sweet Chicken tonight. Why are you calling her that, though? I don't understand. Okay.
Yeah, Nas has opened.
It's Nas's thing, yeah?
Yeah, Nas owns Sweet Chick, bruv. He's got one in New York. I think he's got one somewhere else. But yeah, he just opened one in Fitzrovia.
Ooh.
Is the area.
So is it semi, like, you know, Rick Ross has got Wingstop?
Yeah, but Rick Ross doesn't own the one in London.
No,
it's like he owns some of the branches, and I think he maybe was one of the co-founders.
Yeah,
but it was different investors that actually franchised it and opened it in London. So it's not really technically anything to do with Rick Ross, that particular branch. but this is sweet chick is Nas.
Okay.
Mm. Why is it called sweet chick? What kind of sweet chicken does it have there?
Oh, well, it's not the chicken that's sweet. It's the pancakes. It's chicken and waffles. Sorry, okay. Not pancakes. It's the waffles. You can have very many different recipes of waffle. I had cheddar and bacon waffles, man.
Mm. All right, so are these waffles better than the waffles in the depot next door?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not, he's saying. Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay.
No joking. No, they fucking are, mate. I'm not even the chat shit. I say it with my chest. They killed it. They absolutely killed it. Best waffles, best chicken and waffles I've tasted in London, you know?
So what road is it on? Because I will go and check that out.
Do you know where Marketplace is? Just behind Topshop and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like two doors down from there. You've got this kind of really kitsch place called Elan next door to it, which is one of those places with the floral arches that influencers love.
Oh, the Elan Cafe?
Yeah. It's next door to that.
Okay.
It's, so you kind of look left and you think, oh, I'm in central London. You look right and you think you're in like Sloane Square or Kensington because Elan's like next door with just bare flowers.
Hmm.
While I was in there, actually, we were waiting for our food. We eventually got a discount because the food took so long to be served. And for about 20 minutes, these two women that had walked out of the restaurant were just taking photos in this arch. And I admired the determination. Because they were there for 20 minutes trying to get the right perfect picture, shot in that floral arch. It was incredible.
I hope they got it. Marcel, you have been performing at the big reunion in Ibiza.
I was at the Ibiza Rocks. First time performing at the Ibiza Rocks. It was pretty sick.
How many times have you been to Ibiza since you started presenting this show?
I only went once.
Thinking of Jack.
No, I think you've been a few times.
Nah, I went once last year, but actually, was I presenting? When did I start presenting the show?
No, I don't think it's been that many times.
Has it not?
I don't feel like you've been to Ibiza a lot. I think it was when Jack Fowler was here that he kept saying he's been about four times in the last month or something.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what I'm
getting confused. Mm. So, right. Marcel, also, right, Nat, you're done with party season.
What's your issue, Nat?
Nothing.
You starting beef, yeah? Starting beef on the radio show, yeah? All right, cool.
Marcel, you're done with party season, according to this. You're now ready for cuffing season.
It's cuffing season.
Yeah.
It's the time. Winter is upon us. Winter is coming. It's time to settle down and hibernate.
Have you got your eye on a special lady?
I've got a buff ting. It's ready to go.
Okay. Ready to go. You're making me spit and shit.
It's cuffing season. Yeah.
This is where you said ready to go, like... 100% loaded. I can imagine a loading bar.
You know, like bears, like they hibernate. They hibernate because they know, like, there's no point in going out. It's cold out there.
Mm.
I just want to chill and watch Netflix and just like eat food and stuff.
I heard it's actually a myth that that bears hibernate.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Where do they go to hibernate?
They go into they find caves.
Maybe another aspect of it was a myth.
They find caves.
I'll figure it out. And I was watching QI and there was a question regarding hibernation and some of it isn't actually true, but I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Whilst we figure it out, it's our first guest. Oh, hold on. It's a common misconception that bears hibernate during the winter. Wild bears tend to slow down during the winter. That'll be a polar bear, wouldn't it, during the winter? They're not true hibernators. Black bears, grizzly bears and brown bears do go into a deep sleep during the winter months known as torpor, what do we say? Hibernation is when animals sleep through the winter.
Yeah, see, there we go.
Black bears just hustle. You know what I mean?
That's it. Hustle in the summertime. Do Ibiza as many times as possible.
Black bears just in Ibiza.
And then it's like, yo, it's time to go home. You know, it's winter. get that honey stacked up. I'm about to go catch for like an hour.
Let's go to Earth Looks Soul whilst we get Aunt Deco into the studio.
Yes.
I've got a brown eyed lover on the other side of town. I don't wanna keep her waiting. She's got me upside, tongue tied, twisted all around. I don't wanna
Estrogens come and go. It came so fast, my feet feel cold, but my mind is for sure and my heart remains. Oh, she's got everything you want, but your bar at the thrift shop.
Soul from
that's a big song.
Big song by big Alan tune. Stone. Such a normal name, isn't it? Such an everyday name with a voice like that.
I don't know. I think when you put Stone at the end of anything, it makes it sound a bit more like Stone.
That's true. Sly like and the Family Stone. Sharon Stone. Joss Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Sharon
true.
Stone. Did you say Sharon Stone?
Oh, she's a heavyweight.
Hey, Sharon, what do you mean?
No, I'm not saying
that. Yeah. Sharon Stone is a heavyweight.
I do like her. I like
there's
her
not been any idiot Stones.
No, they've all been
big.
You're trying to think of one right now, isn't it?
I'm just thinking Rolling Stone.
The Rolling Stones.
They're massive still.
You mentioned a stone. It's on. What's going on?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The original stone.
He's the
stone that they rolled out of the way of the cave when Jesus rose on the third day. That was actually Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He was the wrestler, guarding, right?
He's the original stone.
Oh, okay, fine.
Legend, big fan.
Huge fan. Speaking of fans, our next guest has amassed a lot since he was last on this radio station.
Yes, with Harriet Stone, with Harriet Rose.
<It's
close>. I'm joking.
You lush yourself. I did.
I'm just. I got Stone on the brain now. He goes by the name Ant Deco.
What's going on,
sir?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. You kind of clocked. You were sitting in the room for about a minute, and then you went, I've been here before.
Yeah, actually walking down, you realise, yeah, I've definitely been here before.
Yeah.
One of my favourite radio stations, the way it looks, actually. It's quite nice.
Just the way it looks?
And the people here.
There we go. Made a good start. We can continue. So you got a new, it's a mixtape, isn't it? No, EP.
It's actually a mixtape. You're correct.
Mixtape. Yeah. I was correct the first time because not enough people do mixtapes anymore.
No,
this is the thing. No one names things mixtapes.
No, that's true. Actually, it's either EP, albums. When people do mixtape now, because it's on Spotify, because mixtapes are usually free, right?
Yeah, that's true. But you do associate a mixtape, and you associate it with like jacked instrumentals as well.
Exactly.
That you just like people just rap over "Whoa" by Black Rock. That used to be mixtapes back in the day.
That used to be the go-to track.
Oh my god! Banger. Another MC rapping. It's true. Like, it is a fucking massive banger, but Black Robs was enough, man. Yeah. It's too much. It was too much. But anyway, sorry, carry on.
No, yeah, so yeah, I got a mixtape coming out next month called City Boy, yeah. Which I believe I am self-entitled a City Boy.
Yeah, we all are, aren't we? I think we are all city dwellers. Would you ever live in the country?
No, it's a good question. There was people asked me that before, and I said no. I like the noise, man. I like city. I like fast food. I like food convenience.
Yeah.
And you know, me being London and stuff, I've got my license, but I don't have to actually drive.
Yeah.
Because it's everything so convenient. I just jump in an Uber.
And you're exactly like me.
Countryside, bloody hell, you definitely need a car.
Yeah.
You can't walk anywhere.
You need a range.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
It's true.
And I need neighbours as well. I don't want sheep and dragons flying around.
That's dragons. Man's got Game of Thrones at him, bro.
Ain't that a documentary?
Nah, he's moving to Winterfell. Do you know what I mean? It's like one of them ones like that.
So, what inspired the new music? What about the city?
For me, I call myself City Boy because that's what I do. I'm like Clark Kent and Superman. So I've been basically from my past. I've been working in a financial district, trying to make money so I can invest in myself.
Yeah.
So I've worked around the Liverpool Street, Canary Wharf area for a while.
The square mile.
Spot on. Yeah. So I've worked around there. So I'm used to wearing suits. Hence the Clark Kent look. And at night time I turn Superman.
Do my music stuff. Do you ever forget to turn off the rapper when you get into the office?
Yeah and no. You know, sometimes when they say something joking, I'm like, what, bruv? I mean, sorry.
Yeah. I hear that. It was quite funny when I used to when I first started going to like open mic nights and that, when I first really got into performing, like rapping in public, there used to be this guy that used to come every week in, week out, used to have a suit, full on suit. He probably worked in the Square Mile as well. Either that, he was an estate agent, but really glorified. But he'd wear his suit and he'd have like a Carrymore jack over it. The guy had bars though. It doesn't really matter about what you do for a living.
100%.
How you dress even. Who did you look up to musically, like rap wise?
When I was younger, Jay-Z, Biggie, Lil Wayne, Punchline, Fabolous. I love Fabolous. He's again Punchline King.
So underrated by the new generation, isn't he?
By the new school.
I think, you know, late 20s and kind of early 30 somethings. Respect Fabo and
Jada Kiss
for just being thorough punchline MCs. Just like with those two, it was the colours. The way they used to talk about colours, they wouldn't just say something was blue, it would be like Pepsi blue, or do you know what I mean? You'd imagine it was just so. Yeah, it was so spot on. That's what I loved about Fabo and
100%, man. Yeah, he's very underrated, man. Mm. I mean, obviously you've got the J. Coles of this world as well, and Kendrick, of course, which I rate very highly. But yeah, I don't really, as you know, music changes and stuff. It's all about the wave kind of now. It's not really about lyrical content anymore.
This is true.
Which I respect and I appreciate because there's always ways and always changes. But yeah, I still appreciate the lyrical content in music, 100%.
And is that something that you sort of consciously try to apply to yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I try, and obviously there's you know, there's moments and there's times for places like, for example, the more bubbly songs for the radio, for example. And there's also times for, you know, more lyrical content. Hence why I like doing things like a project, because it allows you to do different things and make you sound more articulate in your actual project rather than just doing one thing such as just the wave music or just lyrical content. Yeah, you need a bit of
match. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I like the fact that you understand the horses for courses concept as well, 100%. Because you're right, in a club, you don't want to be deciphering fucking metaphors in a club. Do you know what I mean? You want to just wave, and you want something that you can recite without having to research.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, people are just on dictionary.com. What the fuck did that guy say? But we should get into some music, man. If you do us the honour of introducing the first this song we're about to play.
Well, yeah, this is Ant Deco in the meantime. Banger.
Press beats. babes, don't tempt me. I'll show you more life if you let me. Two hands on a jet ski. Call me Big Drip to address me. I know I gotta make time, so wear just a thong just to save time. The beast, can't wait mine. I'll show you how it moves near your waistline. Bust down. Nah, not my watch, take the bus down. I'll make a foot to Yana, take the bus down. Be my feminine side, I'm in touch now. She's in love now, wants her with my top down. She's on top now, getting a little hot now. Wish I had more free time, but I work so hard just to freeze time. I know you don't wanna go, I'll get you Uber home when you gotta roll. Babes, we're running out of time, so let's just in the meantime. Come on, girl, spit it out. It's written on your face, say it with your mouth. Babes, we're running out of time, so let's just in the meantime. So let's just in the meantime. So let's just in the meantime. Yo, you're looking sexy. I've been a bad boy, come correct me. My cap on your headpiece. You see your wild side, let me set free. Man, I can't be too long, so let's do it right, do two wrongs.
Come here.
Girl, you look too strong, got me head over heels in your boutons. Bust down. Nah, not my watch, take the bus down. I'll make a foot to Yana, take the bus down. Be my feminine side, I'm in touch now. She's in love now, wants it with my top down. She's on top now, getting a little hot now. Wish I had more free time, but I work so hard just to freeze time. I know you don't wanna go, I'll get you Uber home when you gotta roll. Babes, we're running out of time, so let's just in the meantime. Come on, girl, spit it out. It's written on your face, say it with your mouth. Babes, we're running out of time, so let's just in the meantime. I know you don't wanna go, I'll get you Uber home when you gotta roll. Say it with your mouth.
Say it.
Babes, we're running out of time, so let's just in the meantime. So let's just in the meantime. So let's just in the meantime. So let's just in the meantime.
In the meantime, by Ann Deco. Natalie was putting me under so much pressure. I was putting the mics up while I'm still trying to tune
the
mouth
for the Skittles.
Can't buy a man sweets and then.
You can't rush the Skittles.
You know what I mean?
I do know that. You I should know me better. Should know better.
And then you just turn the mics on me while I've got a juicy mouth.
Will brought
the
Skittles in, so it's Will's fault. I brought
bare ASMR going on. That's what you're doing, isn't it? She's siphoning off some of these little bits of the show in it to a little ASMR.
You should see
platform.
On my ASMR platform. We're making a fortune from that on YouTube just munching on the mic.
We're getting exploited big time.
It happens all the time.
That's why she always brings us sweets.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going like, it's a short song. Hey, have some more.
You're fucked up, mate.
No, that's definitely a vibe, though.
It is a vibe. Miss Dynamite likes it as well, I hear.
Yeah, man. She's actually rated me quite a few times.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate enough to meet her as well.
Yeah.
I've seen her actually perform. She actually put me on stage as well at one
amazing.
Point. And yeah, man, she's shouting me out, man. Big up with Dynamite, man. She's,
yeah, man.
As you know, she's a legend in the building.
Absolutely.
Fucking one of. Sorry, excuse my language.
Oh, mate, mate.
Hey,
you can swear
radio,
as much
bro.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
Get busy.
Fuck's sake. I'm joking. Yeah, she's one of the. One of the legends in the game, one of the first female artists to step on a male track and dominate that track. I never forget.
Yeah.
It was like, they don't know remix.
Yeah.
She terrorized it, man.
She was a big hero of mine growing up. Actually, man, I'm in one of her videos.
Okay,
I was showing you lot last week, weren't I? I mean, for a split second, I'm in the It Takes More video.
Okay,
as the camera pans past, you can just see my little head.
In the
background, genuinely, and that was she. For reasons that I won't kind of divulge again, she became a hero of mine just out of pure chance, if you get what I'm saying to you. And then and it was on that day that I that she became my hero that I ended up in her video, weirdly as well. But yeah, shout out Miss Dynamite, yeah, absolute fucking
very
legend.
Talented, man.
You get me? What's next in the pipeline for Deco?
So yeah, so this year has been been a very busy year in the sense of releasing tracks and what I've been doing recently as well. My Instagram and stuff, I've been releasing freestyles like every month or every other month or so. I've been dropping like random freestyles. I think in January I dropped 10, I think June I dropped 10, and this month I'm dropping, and I think I've dropped 30 freestyles so far already. Wow. this year. And
that's the grind, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, everyone's got to do their own process, doing their own way. Yeah. So I've been busy just dropping bars, because again, I do appreciate the lyrical content, and hopefully it enables me to get a little buzz, so when I drop my project in November, you know, people pay attention. Because for me,
do you hope to compile all of these freestyles, maybe?
Well, you know what? It's funny, because someone said they used to put these on... Cause every time, now and again, like, you get people messaging saying, is this on Spotify? Or, and I said, you need to put this on YouTube. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me just put this on YouTube. And then I actually counted. I was like, you know what? There's 25 of them already. It's going to take me ages to put it on YouTube. So I had to get my little brother or something to try actually put them all on YouTube so people can listen to them, you know, freely. Yeah. Because... Uh-huh. I said, you can't really listen to them all the time on Spotify. And on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I can't put them on Spotify because they're on other people's beats, like you mentioned.
Right.
So
SoundCloud or something, you got to get on a platform.
SoundCloud's the avenue, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about accessibility because people are lazy.
And also, you're putting that much hard work in it. Why limit it to just Instagram?
No,
look, we've got a little still. Can you see me? Can you see me in the Intake Small video? That's me. That's genuinely me.
Famous.
Yeah, man. Nah, that is actually my claim to fame.
That is. That looks so early 2000s, isn't it?
It's 2005, I want to say.
No, that can't be
2002.
That's 2002, bro.
Wow.
That is early 2000.
Wow. That's mad.
Mm.
Top boy scene still.
Look at the slick hairs though. The slick hair.
Yeah, little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how you know.
You know what I mean?
That's how you know.
Jeez.
Yeah, shout out to the Bolvar Estate. There are quite a lot of people shot videos on that estate. That's that's like my local, the housing estate opposite my parents. And So Solid shot a couple videos there. Asher D shot some solo stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Even up until now, Tiny Temper had some artwork shot there.
Yeah.
In his most recent release, yeah. So, yeah, man. So that's you
so
with...
So, like I was saying, that's my what I've been doing at the moment. I'm trying to get the buzz higher. So when I drop this tape, you know, get as much exposure as possible. Because for me right now, it's not really about the monetary value of things. It's actually people hearing my sound.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe I'm in my own lane. Like I said, I do. There's different types of rappers. Obviously, there's drill rappers nowadays. There's people who speak more about trapping and stuff. Like I said, I am who I am. I'm city boy. I've come from. Ends Tottenham and done my own lane to succeed and self-invest in myself, and I want people to hear my words and how you can do it other ways and stuff as well.
Do you ever use anything that you've learned in sort of in the city and apply it to music and vice versa?
Oh yeah, business for sure. I think I've definitely got that business mentality when I sit down and talk to people about certain things, certain endorsements. Like I said, I spoke to Universal, contacted me at one point, which was nice. It's nice. Again, it was just nice to know that they know I exist.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how many people are trying to do music nowadays. Absolutely. And stuff. So to know that you know that you exist, that was enough of a compliment for me and proved to continue. I'm not saying I'm not against getting signed. I'm not saying I want to get signed. It's just that I want
to be acknowledged.
Like I said, that's my main thing. Is just trying to get as much exposure as possible so people can hear my sound and then they can make the decision for themselves.
Brilliant. Well, speaking of hearing your sound, where can people hear the brand new single and the mixtape?
Yeah, so both of them, all tracks or video wise, are on Grime Daily. Just type in @Deco. Shout out Grime Daily because they support me from the start.
Yeah,
they support me for the last 4 years, and I know since then they've become massive.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're like MTV of today, basically. Yeah. So shout them out because they still support me till this day. And you can also get me on City Boy Deco. It's all my socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I need to use Twitter more. I've been told that so many times.
Yeah,
I feel like you're either an Instagrammer or a Twitterer.
Yeah, no, you're right. There are a lot of people who do both. But people kind of have their favourites.
But you know what? If you do start implementing Twitter into things, like people will. Like, I think people interact more with Twitter faster than they do with Instagram.
Right. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely need to try and be more of a Twitter. I've been told that many times before by my team and stuff, and I need to get definitely on that.
Yeah, it's important to inform people, and yeah, you're right. Twitter's better for that, for information.
For conversations, because you can have a conversation with your fans, like...
Yeah,
much 100%. Easier than going through your comments and replying back to one.
Yeah,
and then going back.
It makes sense. It makes sense. And then, yeah, Spotify @Deco. Just type it in. I'm sure I'll pop up.
Wicked, wicked. Well, thank you so much, @Deco. First guest of the 200th show. Wow. My 200th. Oh, wow. 200th show. Yeah. It's the Michael, Natalie, and Marcel show, otherwise known as M&M. We are going to get into some music while I eat these Skittles.
Real. Yeah, untrue. From me to you. Straight. And when I say I love you, best believe I do.
Turn up around. Solid down.
Up. Sprague Benz. Tanika Graham.
Yeah, that.
Standing strong.
Give me a little love in the morning. God know me.
Tables reserved in most exotic spots. More than deserve a man where always I got have your back, your front, your side, your lows, your eyes, and help you rise above the top. 365, I will provide you all of that around the clock. She locked me in that liquor spot where feel so hot inside. Girl, if you could and see my heart, I love you, and that inscribed with a picture right beside my bed as I open my eyes. Me see her, then me look beside me, and she dead alive, so inviting. Me late, but me have to slide between her ties. We have to do it once or twice, she have my price.
Give me a little love in the morning.
And yeah, me a full faith, say you'd never violate, and so me can't sit. Say me a go love you and everything, and me a go fly straight. If you should a east side, say you always a go be side of me, ride or die low or ride no goodbye.
Featuring Tanika by Sprague. Braga Benz. Legend in a this.
That's a legendary sound, you know. The sound system banging.
I've seen him on he's been featured on Frisco from Boy Better Know's Instagram quite a lot recently.
Oh yeah.
I think they've collaborated. Oh wait, got a bit of an itchy face.
The vibes on that though, man. You know the sound? That,
yeah. Good bass line on that. Very meaty, very meaty. Natalie, what are you researching?
I was researching the thing we're about to talk about.
Mm. Okay, cool. So, you've seen these, haven't you, Marcel? The Nikes that have been filled with holy water.
From where?
From, so basically, I'll tell you the story.
Let's get into this.
All right. So, a Brooklyn-based company sold a pair of $1,425 Jesus shoes filled with holy water in just 1 minute after they launched this week. The white Air Max 97 sneakers by creative label Mischief, MSCHF, have teal accents and are injected with holy water from the Jordan River. I still call it the River Jordan.
I call it the River Jordan.
Yeah, I think most people do. I don't think anyone calls it Jordan River.
The Jordan River.
The Jordan River.
The River Jordan, bro. And the
Thames
they have a steel crucifix attached. Yeah,
no
exactly.
One says it's the River Thames,
the River
right?
Thames,
the Thames
yeah.
River. No one says it that way around.
Exactly.
This is a mistake on the article.
The shoes also have red soles in honour of the shoe colour worn by the Pope and are scented with the resin frankincense, which was given to newborn baby Jesus, allegedly.
Isn't it... what's the designer shoe that's got the red sole?
Louboutins.
Yeah, it's saying in honour of the shoe worn by the Pope, but also it might be a little tribute.
The Pope just wears lubes.
The Pope wears lubes. Like, come on, man. He's stepping out in the best creps.
Yeah, of course.
The best creps.
I never knew that until this moment.
He literally lives in Italy. Oh, no, but lubes are French, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know.
Louboutin is French.
Well, the Pope wants a lube. He gets a lube.
That's true, of course.
It might be Italian leather, though.
Well, maybe I don't really think the Pope goes for lube. Well, actually, hey, then again,
you know what, like,
knowing the church's reputation, there's a lot of lube used.
They could be, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went there.
Double entendre.
Oh, yeah. So the footwear's hefty price tag is also symbolic. $1,425 represents Matthew, what is it, chapter 14, verse 25? Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
A Bible passage that describes Jesus walking on water. Daniel Greenberg, the company's head of commerce, told Yahoo Lifestyle, "What would a collab look like with Jesus Christ? You could say Jesus is the most influential person of all time." Well, I mean, the devil?
Quite influential, I'd say, the devil. Some great horror films he's influenced.
some really horrific deeds.
I mean, Halloween's quite a big influence over that day.
You know?
Yeah, it's like Halloween, but is that the devil's day?
Well, it's devil's night as well.
Deviled eggs.
Something to get celebrated.
No such thing as Jesus eggs.
Devil.
You get
pretty
me?
True.
These are some. I can think of a lot of influences.
Cruella
DeVille.
Alright, so
the
basically,
Jay-Z song, Devils.
Mm.
The holy water is from the river, from the River Jordan.
From the Jordan River.
I think what's the significance of the River Jordan? Did Jesus bathe in it?
Is that when he walked across?
Maybe actually, yeah. Did he walk on water across the River Jordan? Do you reckon that's why Michael Jordan.
A thumbs up from Will. Or
because he flies through the air.
Probably fly across water as well.
Sorry, we call it the Jordan River now. It's been changed.
No, we don't.
From the Jordan River.
The River Jordan.
That was like £1,425 though.
Apparently they got sold on again.
They are definitely they're loose. No, they're definitely
shoes,
loose.
Though, aren't they? I didn't see the red sole on them, but I'm sure that the Pope is out wearing some Louboutins.
Listen. The Pope doesn't have to go out and buy shoes, innit? Like, Louboutin just like he's like Christian Louboutin's probably like, yo, please, just give me a blessing. Give me a blessing, and I'll give you all of the red soul lubes you want in your life.
Mm.
He's the Pope, innit? The Pope, he gets gifted bear stuff. He's like the biggest influencer.
That's a big statement that I like. The Pope is the biggest social media. Well, he's on social media. He's on Twitter.
He has got Twitter.
What's his Pope account? I don't know. What's he the Pope? How many? The Pope 400th? I don't know.
Pope Francis.
Oh, he follows 8 people.
Yeah.
18.1 million followers.
That's what I'm saying.
Who is he following? Does he follow Jesus?
Who he's following.
If he's like, not following Jesus, who he's following?
If he was following the Kardashians, I would like that. No. Who's he following?
Nike.
let's have a look. Follow
Christian Louboutin. Yeah. Trust me.
Christian Louboutin France.
He's just voting
UK.
other Pope accounts.
Oh, okay.
International Pope accounts is what he's following. One, Francisco, Papa Francisco, Pepe Francois.
Yeah.
Papa Francesco.
Oh, right, they're all him, but he just follows himself, but in different
that's
countries.
That's a real influencer.
That's a real influencer, but he's got 1.8 million, yeah?
18.1 million,
yeah? Mm. That's what I'm saying. He's the influencer of choice.
If you can
get him to wear your shoes, you're laughing.
This is true.
Yeah.
I'm surprised these people haven't sent him a pair. They probably have.
This is true.
To bless. The super so exclusive one. They're going to double the price on them one.
He does tweet a lot, to be fair. He's got a lot of things going on out. Yeah.
Chatting shit about abortion and that.
No, and doesn't mention shoes either, which is... Or the Jordan River. Doesn't mention the Jordan River once.
Doesn't.
I don't know why. Go on, Pope, there. That's nice.
Go on, Pope.
Flexing on that Instagram.
So, yeah, arguably the Pope is more influential than Jesus, then.
Maybe.
Have you seen the video of people trying to kiss his ring and he keeps pulling his hand away?
Yeah.
The Pope?
Yeah.
He's not having it.
He doesn't want that kind of... that adulation, you know, he wants people to see him as just a messenger of God rather than a deity himself. People are really kissing his ring. It's really funny because he has to put his hand there to shake theirs. Then they all try to kiss it and people try and be sly about it. They kind of look him in the eye and then try and kiss it. It's so funny. It goes on for ages as well.
He's not having a bar.
It's fucking brilliant. He has to wrestle his hand away from some people.
Could he not compromise and just like take his ring off, put it on a cushion? And just
I think
people,
he has to wear
just,
the ring.
Oh, he has to be on
there
his
is,
hand.
There is
right.
literally no compromise. Yeah, he can't not shake their hand.
Yeah.
He can't not wear the ring. But every single time he's just moving his hand away when they tried to kiss it.
I would have thought that was in the Pope contract. You must get your ring must be kissed at all times.
Who renews the Pope contract?
I don't know.
Kissing the ring.
Got to kiss the.
Wow.
I think they used to kiss the rings of all other popes.
I'm pretty sure they used to kiss the ring of other popes.
Oh yeah, no, the jewelry ring.
Yeah, all kinds of rings. Yeah. Kissing the ring though is very godfatherly as well, isn't it? Here, come and kiss my ring. Yeah. Come and
My godfather never
Don Corleone. Please let me kiss your ring. No.
That's not an invitation you want.
My godfather never. That wasn't part of the contract when I got christened.
Nah.
You got to kiss your godfather's ring.
Well, you would have been too young, wouldn't you?
Yeah, true.
You don't know what contract's been signing. You just sign it here. Just X or D. You're too young to. Too young to write.
I just vomited in it. That was my signature.
That'll do. Anyway, our next guest is next door, so let's go to a song and we'll get him into the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. You know what it is, Zap City. All day. Come on. Should make you want to smack something on top. Word up, check it. Y'all niggas is going to hell. Yo, I'm presently just a crime. Right hand on the burner. Death to all cornball niggas who wanna turn up. I call it getting it in. You call it animosity. Listen, you can never match my velocity. Too much stamina, glitter in front of cameras on a red carpet. Still clean your clock like a janitor. Favorite Pac joint was I ain't manager. Skinny jean faggot, you ain't man enough. You ain't got the heart to snuff plus cut, stab, or bust. We wrestle down elephants, 200 grand for tusk. The ball spinning, spilling spades on Asian women. Let them pretty black joints, little Malaysian in them. Ghosts got a gambling habit, I burn bookies. Smack some many promoters out here, they scared to book me.
Scared to book niggas, your highness. Diamonds on the Yankee side, dirt on the camo. 6 stones flat in the left hand like Thanos. While you samples dance to both angles, I'm verified toasting on boats with host damsels. Yes, son, I'm loving the hate. Why I keep a knife for me, so I'm sure to get a cut of the cake. Now my name hold double the weight. That's an actual fact. A million plus motherfuckers relate. Yeah, I'm on them heavy bags like Deontay. In a wild court, y'all niggas farm raised. For 50 cent, I went to war with many men. Then slapped them with the jacket like Benny Hinn. I'm hitting that jet fuel, you know when the game lame. You never use that for a step stool.
Anyway, master, roll on.
They don't wanna hear that shit, they want Dorothy. Fire coming out of my mouth, that's an arsony. I'm so hood, tossed the nine when I left it. Rubber bands wrapped around my thoughts, the more I stretch it. When it come back, I pop that sucker shit. I smoke blunts and I spit on that rhetoric. Original Tyzine, S.I. Gutter. Let's get it right, fuck you and your brother. My rap's in the back of your head like two mufflers. So pull your dress up, your raps ain't tough enough. Niggas cuddle up with the wife, they can't come out. I be at the club all night, I might dumb out. You fuck around with big dogs, ain't no bark here. Fuck you and your friends, nigga, you can't park here.
Go, this case. Watch more than D, make more niggas bleed.
Leave it to the specialist, we mean business.
You want the nuts.
I hit it Wu-Tang style, caught up in the mix.
Yo, so that was the new one by Ghostface Killah. Big tune, very anthemic off his new album coming out very soon.
Out now, Burner to Burner.
There we go, Burner to Burner. That's a bit of a deep name. But we've got our second guest of the day in. He goes by the name Course.
What up?
What's going on, sir? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Yeah, how's it going?
Not too bad. It's been a little while since I've seen you last.
Yeah. Last time I see you, you came to my studio to shoot the intro for Love Island.
Yeah.
Like, your intro. Yeah.
My literal, I'm producing a tune with the Blazing Squad boys. Like we're deep in a session. All of a sudden, like, it cuts the metal in the booth, comes back to my chair, it's spinning. It's got a post-it note with "See you at the crossroads. Exactly. And I'm getting on the aeroplane.
Amazing. Because I thought that it was like, oh, these men are like, they're doing a reunion. Yeah. That's what I assumed, didn't it? And then later on, like, all my cousins are like sending me screen grabs.
So that's mad. They didn't actually tell you what was going on in your own studio.
They couldn't, though. It's like, I had to sign the NDA and done all of that. And it's like,
didn't have any paper. We ain't got any paper. We can't print an NDA. Just don't tell him.
Just don't tell. Just make up a story. Just make up a story. Let him. It's a mystery.
So you're just running around thinking Blazing Squad are getting back together, telling everyone.
Yo, you know the Blazing Squad boys in the studio the other day. You know they must be doing a reunion.
I mean, you played some tunes though.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie,
mate. Marcel's a selector, and he's a music god, a music genius. He's got a very vast knowledge of music, man. Yeah.
I get deep with it. But enough about me. Let's talk about you,
Cause, this is your second time on the show now, right?
It is.
This is the 200th episode.
Congratulations, is, man. Yeah. Of yours personally, or of the whole?
Yeah, for me presenting this show in its many sort of iterations, this is the latest iteration.
Okay.
So this is the 200th show for me, but not necessarily the 200th of the Eminem show.
Gotcha. No. Okay. But congrats, man.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. You've got a new project out. An album.
Yeah.
Let's call it an album. Let's call it exactly what it is.
It's an album, yeah.
Because you personally emailed me and kind of introduced it, and I loved it. You know, I loved the introduction, I loved the music. But you were very careful in saying that it has to be played, it should be played as one.
Yeah,
right? Should be played from start to finish.
Within reason, you know. Yeah. People listen how they... You can't control that.
This is true.
As an artist, you would love to be able to control how people, like, you know, view your work, but you can't. Mm. But if it's people that I respect, I'm going to be like, yo, if you listen to it back to back, you're going to understand. If you listen to the first track in isolation, as a woman, you might hate my guts. Mm. And then you listen through and you're like, okay, I understand the context of this. That was Absolutely. You as a kid. Do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's like watching a scene individually. You wouldn't do that if you're watching a movie.
Yeah. Or just being on Twitter.
Yeah,
things
right.
Just,
exactly. Just isolating one tweet context. and then that's your whole picture. Yeah. No, it's not. But
it's true.
But you can't control that. It is what it is.
This is very true. So what was the inspiration behind putting it out and, you know, what you've put out and putting it out now as well?
Therapy, I would say. So look, it kind of focuses on life from about 2010 to about 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, if you know a bit about me, like, I was involved with another rapper quite heavily and we did a lot of work together. It got really big.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like Basically, the album documents the dream of what you think it's all going to mean when you're a kid, all the way through to, you know, when you grow up, you get it, you're supposed to be happy, you're not happy, and then when that veil comes off and you have to face how you really feel about yourself.
Because you didn't just play, you know, if you don't mind me mentioning the name, you didn't just play a bit part in Professor Green's like career, you were his MD. You literally directed the way people perceived his music live. And produced for him a hell of a lot. Upper Clapton Dance, was that the first thing you ever produced
we
for
did,
him?
Upper Clapton Dance we did in 2004.
Yeah.
Right. It came out in
15 years old.
It came out in 2006 on a mixtape, and then it got re-released when the video came out, and then it got re-released again on the second album as a bonus track. So it's like had like four lives.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, and for, then, the, good for the PRS and that.
Yeah.
And that.
For real.
The person that. That's what we should just call PRS, isn't it? The purse. Let me look at my purse.
Much money I just call it unexpected money. That's why I call it. Because I don't, I never remember what's coming through. I'm just
Me neither.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah, it's
I can do a video now.
Do you know what? Speaking of little surprises, today I got paid for a festival that I didn't even play.
Why would you announce on radio?
No, because they had to pay me.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was the weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Say the Lord works in mysterious ways? I think I might be religious now.
Yeah, did you buy them trainers?
No, do you know what? The wickedest thing is,
that's walking on water.
I bought a few things yesterday, and I just thought, right, I'm spending a bit of pee, and then today, God just said, have some more. Remember that mini disaster, of course, in August, back in August, where people couldn't do that festival? Have some money for that.
That was quite last minute. That people were on their way there, and it's in Cornwall.
People were there.
People
were literally there. At the time when it got kind of thin.
Yeah.
It was. I think the funniest tweet I saw of it from it was one guy trying to sell his ticket, but not saying why. No reason. Just don't want him anymore. So good. But yes. Sorry. Back to the kind of the path that you've taken. So you were MD, and we've discussed this already. Obviously, you've been on the show before, but I'm sure Marcel and our listeners that are listening today haven't heard any of this, and it's a huge part of your life. So continue.
So I was involved with him. We did all that stuff, and you know, at the time, I wasn't really quite sure my identity, who I was. You know, we're young, and all of these amazing things are starting to happen. And we've been going since, you know, like 2004 or 2005 when we were touring with Mike Skinner in the streets.
Yeah.
And you know, I had this kind of vision for what it meant to be a rap star, and I was acting in a way that I thought I should be acting. You know, I had this kind of mask on, this veil, and that's what this whole record was about. So the ego trip, like. I was projecting what I wanted the world to believe I was. And trying to convince myself I was really that person. And then over time, you know, you're tested, and it turns out you're not that. And then you're trying to furiously kind of hold on to this identity that you've created. And then it comes off. What you do then, you have to face yourself, and you hate the person that you see. And, you know, and it's basically the whole record is about that conflict between, you know, the person that we really are and the person that we want the world to believe we are, you know, and learning to become comfortable with the real person underneath.
So have you ever sort of, you mentioned therapy as the reason for the album. Have you ever sought professional therapy?
I still do that.
You do? Wicked.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like every week to this day. And I've been going for the last 5 years, and it's changed everything. It's changed everything for me, because like it's really hard to admit that we have flaws, especially in a world where you're supposed to be viewed a certain way. Social media, everybody's being judged, so you see it all the time. Everybody's trying to project this idea of who they are, and sometimes that pressure gets too great and you can't hold it up anymore. And I got to that point and I crashed. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and at the time I must have been 29, 30. I could not hold it together anymore. You know, I'd lost it. You know, me and him had fallen out by that point. You know what I mean? It was just, we'd been working together so long, the dynamic just got unhealthy, and I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know how I was supposed to act. Nothing. And initially, I just went there because I didn't want to feel like that anymore. I was like, I need to be comfortable in my own skin nowadays. But it ended up changing my whole perspective on the world. And I would recommend everybody do that. It's hard. But I recommend everybody do
that. And if you don't mind me asking, like, in general, Would you say therapy is expensive?
Yeah, well, it can be, yes. Mm. But how much money a man spending on a bag of weed?
No, but this is the thing. This is what the only reason I was asking is because I was on the other day, you know, I was thinking about World Mental Health Day and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, Ross, like, if people were really, 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 really that concerned with people's mental health, then therapy would be as cheap as joining the gym. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
When you really deep it,
yeah.
Mm. Why isn't therapy as cheap as a gym if mental health is as important as body health?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a sticky one because people say that, you know, they support mental health, you know, they support everybody being themselves and being able to talk about it. But the reality is they don't know what that means, because there's also this whole thing about, you know, negative people and don't be a negative person. And don't be, when you're depressed, I can speak for myself here, I can't speak for everybody, but when you're in that state, you cannot see anything positively. It's impossible. Yeah. That has been removed from your capability. You can't see the world positively. It doesn't mean you're gonna be malicious necessarily and bring everybody else down and like, but you can't see anything positively. There is no hope. You can't see it.
Mm.
And one of the things that therapy did for me was help me to change my perspective.
Yeah.
The world around me is the same. Do you know what I mean? Not a lot's changed. Mm. Like money's still money, everything's still the same, but my perspective is different now, and I can see the positives, which I couldn't do before.
Yeah, yeah.
So that stigma still exists, and it's all over social media in the same breath as some people are supporting mental health. They'll say, and don't be a negative person, and don't be a this, and don't be a that. And I'm just
just make me laugh.
Yeah.
No offense, but like, World Mental Health Day, for me, it's the same as Christmas Day.
Yeah,
we act like we care for one day, and then bam, Boxing Day comes, and it's just it's like, I'm going home now.
Yeah, it's every day, and you know what? It's like there is no, you're going to go to a therapist and you're going to be fixed. It's an ongoing process, and just like life is, we're never going to be the same person in a year and the next year after that. It's an evolution. It's just learning how to better handle what comes your way and be more comfortable with what comes your way and accept change. And take things as they come. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. So this particular track from Ego Trip, talk to us about the one we're going to play.
Right, so anything. Well, the reason I picked this one is because this is kind of the pinnacle of your hedonism. Mm. When you're like so in your ego that you can't see the world anymore for what it is, and you're neglecting things that are really important to you. So there's a line in there where I'm like, back in a bitch, niggas still let off them shots, I ain't forgotten them, but look at this bitch, these sort of American chicks, I swear there's a lot of them. So it's like you're neglecting all your mandem, and you're living this crazy life halfway across the world with all of these girls that don't care about you, but this is everything, you know, because everybody before treated you like shit, and then look at you now, like you're a G now. Everybody's rating you, and you're that guy. But really, you've lost yourself. But you can't see that yet, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Perfect introduction as I add.
Thank you.
Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to temptation.
You sharpen the human appetite to the point where it can split atoms with its desire. You build egos the size of cathedrals, fiber optically connect the world to every ego impulse, grease even the dullest dreams with these dollar green, gold-plated fantasies until every human becomes an aspiring emperor, becomes his own god. And where can you go from there?
Rolling out of control, blow like Michael Jackson, and I'm blue to the nose like this bitch is Michael Jackson. Clearing prison with the hoe, I'm spitting Jesse Jackson. A politic and niggas to the floor, and then I got you to myself. Man, Southside, fuck wild nigga, I'm cold. When it comes to getting figures, now I'm old. With zero back, better send your notes. We heat like on Christmas. Bitter and twist, you can suck this quick. Barrel of a gauge, and my finger done itch. Bitch, Montana on money, man, I'm rich. Fratricide was the vibe, but my nugglets. Now I'm shutting this, cause this shit smell a matrix. Poison in them art like the greenest witch. Wild and wicked, them I lost speedy glitz. Wild and wicked, them I lost speedy glitz.
This shit's called death, nigga.
Tell me what's your poison. Do shit, nigga, it's cold.
States, nigga. SOBs, I'm on the wave, nigga. Yeah. Too much food on my plate, nigga. Eating my weight in steak dinner. Feeling like Jamie, they wouldn't take me serious. Until they paid me, now they gon' wanna be nearest. Look where they made me, now I'm just kind of careless. How can you blame me? This is the life I deserve, cause I used to get nothing but hate, now I'm here and they can't get enough of him. Sipping these drinks, watching them take all the shit that my mates will be shotting them. Back in the biz, niggas still let off them shots and I ain't forgotten them. But look at this bitch, these hot American chicks, yeah I swear there's a lot of them. And they're loving the way that I talk, watching them taking it off. Got a mood tasting my cock, look at me saying it's yours. Up in the place like a boss, gold on the chain and the watch. Bail all the weight on my socks, waiting from taking these shots. They probably say that it's lit, nigga I say it's a lot.
Tell me what's your boys.
That was cool. Sorry, I was just trying to fix the aircon as that finished, and I got caught unawares, like I have every single tune this show. So sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to make sure everyone's nice and comfortable and
thank
cool
you.
And
that's climatized. Nice. That's all good hosts should.
Yeah. That was Kaws, and he joins us in the studio now as our second guest on the 200th show. Natalie, over to you.
Well. Normally we have an honour of the guests, but this week the game is in honour of you, Michael Payne, because
what?
It's your 200th show here at Foo Bar
Say
Radio.
What?
So to celebrate, we're going to play a game that's all about the number 200. Okay, I'm going to give you or play your clips of three songs that are featured on lists that I found online, top 200 lists that I found online. Okay, I want you to write down which of these songs you think are number 200 on that list.
Okay.
We all got it?
Right.
Okay, so let's go for... I'm going to play the clip first, then I'll tell you who it is and where I found it. Or should I go the other way around? Which do you prefer?
It's up to you now.
What let's
is
hear
yours?
The clip first. Let's savour the music.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you who it is.
Cry in the night. Because, girl, you're never ever with me.
Why does your love hurt so much?
This is Pitchfork's top 200 songs of the 1980s. So we had Egyptian Lover with I Cry, Night After Night, Carly Simon, Why, and Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill, Saturday Love. Which one out of those three?
It was 200.
Do you think was number 200 in Pitchfork's top 200 songs of the 1980s?
What was the first one?
Egyptian Lover, I Cry, Night After Night, Carly Simon, Why, Sherelle, Alexander O'Neill, Saturday Love. Got something?
Yeah.
Everybody ready to move on to number two?
Nobody now. What do you know about that Chindo?
This was Pitchfork's top 200 songs of the 1990s. Boyz II Men, Motown Philly, Goody Bob, Cell Therapy, and Transformer 2, Fruit of Love, Techno Mix.
Fuck.
And all of these songs
they,
on that
they were all on the Pitchfork top 200 songs of the 90s, but which one was at number 200?
What were the three against, though?
Boyz II Men, Motown Philly,
yeah.
Goody Mob, Cell Therapy, and Transformer 2 with Fruit of Love.
Can I try down the name of the artist?
Yeah, that's fine. If you speak into the mic, you can do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And passive aggressive was this.
Right, number three.
You gotta fight! For your right!
Long happy bye.
from Lifed.com. I've really researched these top 200 lists. This is the top 200 greatest songs of all time, according to Lifed.com. Beastie Boys, George Michael, or Gloria Gaynor?
That's a tough
one's 200.
Which was good number songs. 200. Yeah. Very, very good songs.
Very none of them should be at 200 of any list.
None should be. Fuck. Who is it? They'll write something down.
All right, so these are all on the list, but there was only 200, and this is the worst out of all of the songs that they put on this list.
In the whole list of 200 songs, one of these was at number 200 for the greatest songs of all time.
Whoa.
According to Lifes.com.
All right,
Let our personal feelings get involved.
Beastie Boys, you've got to fight for your right to party. George Michael, Faith, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Ugh, fuck.
Mm.
All right.
Jesus, you got something?
Christ. I'm going to guess that one. Yeah, okay. Me too. I'm going to go against my kind of gut instincts as well for this.
We've got something, Mars?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
I really want you fighting, fighting.
I love to smoke marijuana. Wow. It gives me a deep meditation.
Deep meditation.
On the side, it was a
This is the 200.
Abby's favourite songs of all time.
Yeah. Abby gave me her top. This is Abby's top 200 of greatest reggae songs. So it's from playlist.net. Clancy Eccles, Fatty Fatty, Linville Thompson, I Love Marijuana. It's your anthem, I think.
I think it's my anthem.
Pluto Shervington, Your Honour. Is it Clancy Eccles, Fatty Fatty, Linville Thompson, I Love Marijuana, or Pluto Shervington, Your Honour?
And what was the list?
200 greatest reggae songs from playlist.net.
Okay.
They're all on the list.
Right, okay. All of the clips from everything played are all on the same list. But which one is number 200? Clancy, Linva, or Pluto?
Okay. I'm going to just guess.
For this one, I feel like. Okay. Are you ready to move on to number 5?
I'm Donald Trump in a white tee and white ones. The conversation is money, nigga. You won't say.
So this is, according to the top10.com, top rappers of all time.
Controversial.
So Jesus, one of these is 200. Christ. Is it Dizzy Rascal, Young Jeezy, or Vanilla Ice? Okay. The top rappers of all time from the top10.com.
Okay, I think that's a bit. Are these windows smash proof?
But you know that Vanilla Ice is number
say.
One.
That's
you
what
know
I want to say.
I don't think so.
Is this desk unflippable?
I think the desk is.
I'm not
going
to lie to you, though, rolling in my 5.0.
I mean,
that's a bar.
It's a descriptive bar.
Know what I mean? Rolling.
In my 5.0. Right, you got a 5 litre vanilla. Fuck
if it didn't have the under pressure, I often thought this. If I heard it without the under pressure sample, would I love it as much?
That's a good point. I don't know. The best riffs of all time.
I don't know if I would. Yeah. But maybe
that
I would.
It's one of the best riffs
absolutely.
Of all
but I think the dance time. Moves in the video are also sick.
And it's high top.
I mean, when I was a kid
going.
And I didn't know any better, I loved it. The Bricks kind. Hey, don't get me wrong. I tried to get Bricks kind into my head like Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
That was a trim.
Let's move on to number.
That was a cold fade.
He was the ultimate Ginnels, isn't it? Vanilla Ice. Selling black culture back to black kids.
For real.
And we bought it, man.
Right. Move on to number 6.
The ultimate finessa.
Time is against us, as
Vanessa
always.
Felt.
Michael, we've got to move on to number 6, okay?
Loving you all through the night.
This is the top 200 R&B ballads / slow songs of the 90s, according to DJ Phoenix's blog. So we have Keith Washington with Kissing You, LaTanya with What You On, and Freddie Jackson with Do Me Again, brackets, Let Freddie Do You.
That's a direct.
That's what he really wanted to say. The bit in the brackets was what he really wanted to say.
Which one is a number 200 then? Right, I need some answers.
What were the names?
Keith Washington, LaTanya, and Freddie Jackson. Let's start with top 200 songs of the 80s. What did you have, Cause?
I had Egyptian Lover.
Okay, Marcel?
I had Egyptian Lover.
Okay, what did you have, Michael Payne?
Egyptian Lover.
Well, correct, that was number 200. Carly Simon was 188 and Alexandra O'Neill and Sherelle was 96. Okay. What did you have for top 200 songs in the 90s, Marcel?
I had Transformer 2.
Okay, what did you have, Cause?
I had a Goody Mob joint.
Mm-hmm.
And did you? I had Transformer 2.
Yeah, it's Transformer 2. It's Transformer 2.
For that.
But Goody Mob was 142 and okay. then Boyz II Men was 194, which was quite low. Okay. What about greatest songs of all time? Michael Payne, who did you have?
I had Fight For Your Right To Party.
Okay,
I'm afraid.
Of course.
I put Faith.
Yep, Marcel.
I put Gloria Gaynor.
My point there for Marcel, it was Gloria Gaynor at 200. Beastie Boys 194, George Michael 178.
I Will Survive is a worse song than Fight For Your Right To Party.
According to this list, according to Life.com.
Fuck out of here, Life.com. I hope you fucking are doing life.
Of course. What did you have for greatest reggae songs? Who did you have?
Your Honour, I put.
Okay, Marcel.
Beastie Boys don't even like that song.
Well, Life.com do, apparently. Marcel, what did you have?
I've got Clancy Eccles.
Okay,
30, 30.
Michael Payne, what did you have?
Can't even concentrate anymore.
What did you have?
I got Pluto. What was this, number 4?
Yeah,
Pluto.
Marcel gets a point again. It was Clancy Eccles. I Love Marijuana was at 194. Pluto was at 199. So, top rappers of all time, who we got?
I've got Dizzy Rascal.
Okay.
At the bottom.
That's the number 200, yeah? What have you got, Michael Payne?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice? What have you got, Cause?
I put Jeezy.
It is Dizzy Rascal. Jeezy was 183. Vanilla Ice was 117.
Okay.
R&B ballads. Who wants to go? Who's got who?
Got Tanya.
I put What You Want.
I put Latanya.
Yeah. What do you get, Michael Payne?
Latanya.
Points, yeah, it's Latanya there. Ow. So that is. That was 200. Keith Washington, 196. Do Me Again, Freddie was 192. Which means in
Freddie
third
be.
Place is Cause with two. Michael
what?
Payne with three. Marcel with six.
Well,
we have time for a very
back
quick
again.
Bonus if
yeah,
we want
we
it.
Could do a bonus. We
very,
a
very
bonus.
Quick bonus.
All or nothing.
None.
I'll tell you before, this is the top 10 breakup / anti-love songs according to the top10.com. Now, bear in mind the top10.com put Dizzy Rascal at number 200 on their top rappers of all time, okay? That's where we're at.
They can't count after, numbers after 10 don't mean anything
right.
to them.
Right, so let's listen to this.
I'ma still be humble when I scream fuck you, cause I'm stronger than I was.
Yeah.
Phil,
sing it to me. It's late night love song.
Eminem, Stronger Than I Was. Nine Inch Nails, Closer. Or Phil Collins, One More Night. I've got to go quickly
what
on this.
What is this for?
This is for just the top 10 breakup / anti-love songs from the top10.com. Go quickly.
That's my answer.
Write it down. Tell me.
Eminem, Stronger Than I Was.
What have you got, Marcel? What did you write down?
I wrote down Eminem.
Okay, you're both right. It was Eminem.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails, 196. Phil Collins, 181.
I put Nine Inch Nails.
So well done.
It's too good, that tune. The Eminem tune's a bit dead.
Yeah, that's
well done over there.
Congrats, Mars. Thank you so much to Cause for joining us.
Thank you, man. Thank you for
playing us the new music, talking so like to such a deep.
Yeah,
level with us as well, you know.
Ah, man, my pleasure, man. If it helps anybody, then.
Yeah,
that's
man. I think that's important. That's the most important thing. Anyone who's sort of listening and thinking about therapy, I think it's it's the, you know, like my issue is only the price of these things.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
The accessibility, do you know what I mean?
And that's fair.
But thank you so much once again. Let people know where they can find you on socials, where they can listen to the new album.
Yes, so you find me anywhere on any social at Cause Music, Cores Music. You'll find the album Ego Trip on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere else. And yeah, man, please listen and share your thoughts with me, man. I'd love to hear what you think of it.
Wicked. That's Cause, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we've still got two guests that we've got to rush through. It's 17 minutes past 17, and here's some music.
If you love me, please don't judge me. Got my hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree. When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it ain't fair. And your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here. It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair. gon' block the dream? Who gon' stop the shame? We are not the same. Walking a tightrope in a lifeboat. Nope. Just a free fall when I leave y'all. Whoa. If you love me, please don't judge me. Got my hands tied, the power's above me. My bloodline was not chosen. Ooh. This bank account is not frozen. This thing of ours is not broken. What's understood is not spoken. If you love me, please don't judge me. Don't judge me. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree, yeah. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree, yeah.
That's Puppets, the Succession remix by Pusha T, one of the best to touch the mic.
Right, and that is since from Clips. The theme from the TV show Success. Yeah. Have you seen it? It's amazing.
I've heard it's really good. Is
God,
that
it's
HBO?
So good. Yeah, it is. And that's a brilliant theme tune as
yeah,
well.
Do you know what the best theme tune is, though, for me? House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. See, one of my favourite theme tunes is actually like the one from Sopranos.
Mm. Oh yeah, but then that's already a song. So
yeah,
that
that's
count.
Alabama 3, isn't it? Yeah.
I think he sampled that. Remember Nas for "Got Yourself a Gun."
Got yourself a gun.
Woke up this morning. Yeah. Living in the time behind enemy lines, so I got my hope. You. Yeah, that was Nas.
That was Nas.
That was the same guy who fed me chicken and waffles the other day. Nas works there himself. He's actually
serving up that sweet chicken.
Nas cooks the waffles. Imagine. We can imagine. Speaking of imagining, I don't know how I'm going to segue this.
This is the worst segue I've ever heard.
Well, imagine if we had a third guest in the studio.
Exactly.
Oh my God, as if she's by magic, she's done it.
She's done it. This goes by the name of
Ade Josh.
Live inside.
Come on.
What's
how's it going?
I'm blessed, man. How's it going?
Good. Do you know what I like about you? From instant you walked into the door, you got a very happy and positive.
Yes.
Good energy.
The aura.
Yeah.
The aura is there.
It's a good aura, man.
I appreciate it, man. I'm humbled.
And you've been like I'm just reading now that you've been touring from an early age, so you know what it is to perform.
Yeah, man. Music's my life. Mm. It's always been my life. So yeah, man. Taking each step and each day as a learning curve and just bettering myself. So yeah, man.
And you started with a keyboard.
Yes, that's where a lot of my knowledge of music comes from.
That's where
I understand music through keys. And
isn't
whatnot.
That a kind of Rosetta Stone of music though? If you can kind of understand a piano.
Yeah. Because even when I'm in the booth, it's like when I'm recording, I see piano.
Yeah.
Like, the notes I'm going on, it's like I'm seeing it on keys.
Yeah.
All in my head.
Yeah, genius move actually inventing the piano, I guess, because it's very visual, kind of knowing where, and it really does teach you about a scale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The further right you go. Mm-hmm. The higher the notes go. If you could learn any instrument, or do you know them all? I play a few instruments.
So it's not only keys. I play bass, and I know how to hold down a bit of drums. So
yeah, that's my favorite instrument, the drums.
The drums,
yeah. 100%.
That was a spiritual instrument, man.
Yeah, nothing that's without rhythm. We're nothing without rhythm.
100%.
Literally, a heartbeat.
100%.
We are genuinely nothing.
I think when I watch anyone live, my eyes are always drawn to the drummer.
Always gravitate to the drummer.
That's really the backbone of any sound you hear.
Yeah. What's his name? Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak.
He sings and plays the drums. And what other famous drummers / singers are
there? There used to be Meg White from the White Stripes. She did a bit of singing.
That's very true.
The Carpenters lady did.
Yeah.
Remember the Carpenters?
Yeah, of course.
She was the lead singer and she drummed.
Ah. That's where Anderson Paak got it from.
Right, okay. That's he copied, very influenced by the Carpenters. There's been a few.
Yeah, no, it is very much a central instrument. The focus is always on there. But, you know, this is your second body of work.
I've been doing music for, let's say I started in 2014, but My major steps, yeah, this is kind of my second type of piece.
But already you've collaborated with Afro B.
Yeah, 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 that's bro. Like, you understand? As I said, like, life is just all about learning. So yeah, as you're taking your steps forward, you're picking up. So I've just met some dope artists along the way. And yeah, man.
And you know what I mean? What sort of person are you when it comes to networking?
What you see is what you get, man. Positivity, good vibes, good energy. And yeah, man, you can't judge with the eye. So with me, it's aura, energy, yeah, the spirit and whatnot. So yeah, a lot of the people that you see me with or I've worked with, pure hearted people, man. So yeah, man, big up Afro B and big up everyone else that's been part of the journey so far.
Yeah, man. Well, we should get into some new music now, and then we'll have a we'll have a quick chat.
Oh, what type of new music are we talking about?
Well, have you not been told?
No, I just need to hear it.
You
need
to hear it. It's one of yours. It's not so much of someone else's.
We're going to play the new one by the Carpenters.
The from the Carpenters.
I don't know if you heard it, but I heard it's making some noise on the street right now.
That is a perfect introduction. Just race to put their headphones back on because we were having a little dance to it and talking about drummers
because we forgot Phil Collins.
The rhythm took over us, mm-hmm, and we had to dance to the rhythm as well as talking about rhythm.
That's true. It's only right.
It's only, that is a big tune. Do you know what that song reminds me of? It reminds me of hall parties.
Took it there still.
Hall parties. You understand? 100%. When just, you'd rent out a leisure centre for some reason. I don't know why they couldn't just get a community hall. All the old Africans that put on parties when I was growing up.
But it always had to be a leisure centre.
Always.
Had to see the lines of the basketball court.
And some, you might even see some swimming pools there as well.
Yeah. 100% you can smell chlorine in 90% of African parties that you went to as a kid. Because you could smell chlorine and you could just, you could hear the kids having fun swimming. But the most you got was a little Coke can to kick around for football, man. You could smell it. You could smell it. And then you could smell the flipping, because back then, like, leisure centres didn't give a shit about health, so you could get like a fat portion of chips at a leisure centre. Yeah. So all you could smell was chlorine and chips.
They didn't sell health. There's chocolate in the vending machine. Chocolate, crisps, chips, or fizzy drink, not like full sugar ones.
Yeah, not getting a pool and burn it off. That's what it was all about. Yeah, that's what it was, to sell you the sugar and then get you to burn it off. What are the short term plans? What are you up to for the rest of the year?
I've literally just even come back from a show, Leicester, today. So I've come straight here. And I don't know if I'm allowed to announce it, but we've got some remix coming out, you understand? We've got some sounds coming out. And just more sounds, more content. And we everywhere, mate.
Sick. No, that's the motive. It was a very, very, very sick tune.
I appreciate it, my brother. We're
definitely hoping for more. Keep us loaded up.
Love.
Before you go, let people know where they can find you on social media in case they don't know already.
If you want to hear more sounds from the boy or see the boy, you can see me Instagram. That is @AdeJoshNoni. That's @AdeJoshNoni. And at Twitter, that is @AdeJoshOfficial. Let's get it.
Big. That's @AdeJosh, ladies and gentlemen. Third guest on the 200th show. We got a song coming up now, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Half an hour left. Callum McSwiggan's up next, isn't he?
Yes.
Said that you don't know, man, still. Way that you rolled in like a gold wheel. Flames are revolving, let me hold still. Holding your waist for you know it's the skills. Girl wanna mess with the GG check. Anybody wanna mess with the team, team bless. Ain't gonna flex in the scene, the real is back, babe. Let me save you a seat, like, ooh. Let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Felt the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, baby, put your glass down, like, ooh. Look, let me calm down, bust a skank, let me get your guard down. Feel the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, let me put your glass down. Yeah. 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 Yeah, look. Man, them say they like your boat. Rain in the club, let me find the flow. Waves in my brain, let me try and coast. Same with my heart, babe, let me hide the vote. Night, night, babe. High life when I'm on a hype now, babe. Sideline every time I write now, babe. So I'm hiding my heart till you find that page. Pages will turn when you're in them. Pages will burn like they're incense. Fragrance of her in my system. Able to firm what I'm drinking. Slurring her words in my ear. So I'm holding her close so she knows that I'm near. She's younger than me. Dutch girl, so she moves older, you see. Let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Felt the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, baby, put your glass down, like, ooh. Look, let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Felt the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, let me put your glass down. Place feels weird, stuck in a maze with a mat full of tears. Gaze in my face, I've been facing my fears. Tambourine is the way I've been shaking for years. Drunk, yeah, I'm feeling sober. Shots ain't enough to fulfill the closure. Rammed in this club, yeah, I'm still a loner. Girl that I'm with wants the lips to soak her. Hang in the front when she stepped in. I was in love with the way she was dressing. I was infatuated, no messing. Then I realized that she looked like my ex. And damn, that's why I liked her. That's why I wanted to wife you. That's why I'm dancing now. But I'm thinking of you in this club in South. Like, let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Feel the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, baby, put your glass down, like, ooh. Look, let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Feel the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, let me put your glass down. Let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Feel the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, baby, put your glass down, like, ooh. Look, let me calm down, boss the skank, let me get your guard down. Feel the baseline in the bar now. Arch your back, let me put your glass down.
laid back hip hop from Barney Artist. Big tune that. Calm down. I think that we all need to. So for the last half hour, it's exactly what we're not gonna do because we've got motherfucking Ho Big Poku from Top Boy in the motherfucking building.
What's going on, Jake?
Thank you, thank you. What's
shit,
good, man.
I'm you played right. that song at the wrong time. That
sorry, I was gonna ease us into it.
Nah,
bring
fuck
the energy
calming
back
down.
Up.
Fuck calming down. We've got Ho Big Poku from Top Boy in the studio. Best day of my life, mate. No, seriously, like in all my years of broadcasting, this is because I'm really, really, really like infatuated with Top Boy. Not infatuated, but you know what I mean. I love yeah. it, you know. And I genuinely think that your casting was one of the just in general best castings I've ever. You played that character so well, right?
Mm.
And it was actually really surprising to find out that you are younger in real life than your fucking character on Top Boy. Such is the levels of your performance, because you look like you are in you know what I mean, you acted that like you are going through uni at the time, at the moment, you know, or were going through uni at the time, do you know what I mean? First of all, what was your like how did you get into acting, how did you get into drama?
So I used to act when I was younger, like around like 10, 11. I used to go to like this performing arts schools, like acting, singing, dancing, like all that type of stuff. I stopped for ages, actually. I only got like back into it when, literally the year that I got cast for Top Boy. So when first got cast for Top Boy, I was 16.
Yeah.
18 now. And when we first started filming that year, I joined the agency, joined Sylvia Young.
Right.
And I started getting back into it, started going to auditions and stuff. And it was literally pretty much when I joined that agency, a Top Boy audition came around the corner and literally just went for it. And
amazing.
Was successful.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
What a fucking touch.
That's dope, bro. You never know how it's going to happen, but it happens when it happens.
This is true. This is very true. And what were your first thoughts when it came to, like, to be... When you got the role, what did you think? How challenging was it to kind of get into... Assume the character of someone in uni?
It was hard. It was hard at first because, obviously, my character's 19. Mm. Aaron's 19, and at the time I was 16.
Yeah.
So I was doing GCSEs.
16-year-old stuff.
Yeah, I was doing GCSEs. Just finished GCSEs. And they wanted me to embody a character that's doing in uni, and he's quite different to how I am. Like, Aaron's quite reserved, he's quite quiet, usually he's quite in the room. And it was hard at first, but I don't know, I think I just sort of eased into it as we went through like rehearsals, as we did like chemistry with other characters and stuff like that. And I sort of eased into it, really.
Yeah. Did you have to spend a lot of time with Michael Ward? And
Aaron Lloyd.
Yes.
We did a lot of chemistry prior to when we started filming, but Aaron Lloyd actually knew before because he
goes
to the same
good.
School as me.
Yeah.
So I knew him from before, so we really had that relationship. We had
nice.
That chemistry on screen.
Oh, wicked.
And Michael, I just got on with Michael from the first time I saw him, so we had good chemistry like initially anyway.
Yeah, you could kind of see that on the screen. It was like you felt like you were actually brothers, didn't it?
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Definitely. That. Let's see, I don't want to give away spoilers for the idiots that haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but them being brothers ain't a spoiler, innit?
No, but I mean, no, I was just talking about specific.
Yeah. Oh no!
Specific scenes. Oh my god!
I'm running, no!
I can't watch this. Those two guys with the same surname. You know they're brothers, innit?
That's ridiculous, man. Spoiler.
And how sort of challenging was it? Because a lot of Top Boy, you are a Hackney boy.
Yeah.
Born and raised. And were you ever scared that, like, people were going to just get gassed and, like, come to where you were filming? And did you have to be quite secretive about, like, locations and whatnot?
Yeah, so obviously I couldn't really post anything.
Yeah.
Saying, we're going to be filming Top Boy here.
Yeah.
We had to refer to it as... What was you referring to it as? I can't remember. It wasn't even called Top Boy. On the scripts, it wouldn't say Top Boy. It wouldn't say anything like that. It was quite secretive, as in, like, the whole... where we'll be filming, when it's coming out, all that type of stuff. It wasn't really open like that. So, of course, we had to just, like, stay off socials when it came to Top Boy, really. Yeah, we couldn't say too much about it.
He's walking around with a script that says, uppermost male child.
Or the boy top.
The boy top.
I wonder what that is.
So have you, I'm assuming you've met Drake, who kindly kind of took on the role of producer.
He produced it, didn't he?
How sort of hands-on was he when it came to, reads and
and shooting even. Yeah, did he ever sort of come around when you were shooting on locations?
Not when I was shooting, but I know he was around quite a lot. From the beginning, like the first time I was doing anything to do with Top Boy was the read-through.
Yeah.
First read-through. So I got the role like the weekend, literally, I think 2 days later, there was a read-through straight away. And as I got a funny story about this, it was, I was on NCS at the time. So at NCS, we were doing the residential stay. So I was just chilling in my tracksuit at NCS. And I got a call from agent and said, oh, you got to get down to this read-through. I'm like, when? Like, oh, next week or something. He's like, nah, now. I'm at NCS, like, I can't even get down there.
Yeah.
But I ended up just like rushing down there. I didn't even change anything. So I was just in a baggy tracksuit, just chilling. Got down there. I didn't know it was going to be so like, it wasn't formal, but like, I didn't know it was so serious because I hadn't been in a read through before. It was the first thing I've done like, acting wise.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know how it was. I got down there. Everyone, I see Ashley Waters, I see Dave. I'm like, yo, like, because I'm a big Dave fan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm starstruck basically. And we're just going through the script, and then it must have been like halfway through. Yeah, everyone, like, the door just burst open. I see everyone turn around and gasp. I'm like, who is it? Like, what's going on? I see Drake just there, just chilling. Like, just there. Like, yo, it was good. Like, he's just here. It was mad.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That must did it really hit home at that point?
Yeah,
like, I'm in a big thing.
Yeah, that's when I realized this is real. Like, I just feel it.
Incredible. And the Prem was a massive event.
Yeah.
I was quite gutted about that because it actually took place on my road and not one person thought to extend a little plus one to me. Not one person.
Could you probably hear it going on, see it happening?
I fully could, you know. I blocked everyone. I blocked literally everyone that was there. Cleaning staff got blocked. Everyone. Everyone that was there just got blocked, you know.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Moment of silence for that. But it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. And in honour of your appearance, we've got a little game that I want to play and kind of get out of the way. And then we can kind of have more of a chat about your experiences in Top Boy and also the future for
Hope. What's coming up next, man.
Yeah, exactly. We want to know. Yeah. We want to know. But we should get into music first, shouldn't we? That's what we should
do. And then
we'll
come back.
All right.
Fine with no lights again. See dark skin thug again. Hide my phone without a view. I'll cross the street and call a friend. Then run down the riverbed. Thank God I made this time.
Featuring the amazing Rachel Chinariri by Subculture. We need to get Rachel Chinariri on the show. She's amazing.
She is.
She's great.
That voice was very nice.
Rachel Chinariri is great. I saw her release her most recent EP, Mama's Boy EP, at the Fiorucci store in Soho a few weeks ago. She's great. She's great. She's going to have a very bright future. Speaking of bright futures, we've got Hope Ikpoku from Top Boy in the studio with us right now. He plays Aaron in Top Boy. And if you haven't seen Top Boy, you're a dickhead.
For
you're
real.
You're slacking, man. You're slacking.
You're exactly. massively slacking.
You need a slap.
Honestly. You should, like, if you've done your tax return already, but you haven't seen Top Boy, your priorities are fucked, mate.
It's true. Absolutely.
Fair. Right, okay. Hope, because you are in Top Boy, I'm going to give all three of you three musicians who are on the same festival bill. I just need you to write down who is the top boy or girl on the highest act on the bill, okay?
How many questions are there?
So there are five and a bonus. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five and a bonus. So I'm going to, there's three artists I'm going to play here. Write down who was the top boy or top girl, i.e. the highest on the bill.
Right.
Got it? Got it? Got it? Right, let's start with, this is Wireless from 2014 from the main stage on Sunday, to be specific.
This is a tune, to be fair. I don't think Bruno Mars has ever made a bad song.
Bombs on the bag. Yeah. Push it real
good. Bruno Mars, Outkast, or Salt and Pepper?
Oh my god, on the Sunday.
This was the Sunday at Wireless Main Stage 2014. Who was the highest up
Salt
the bill?
And Pepper's
I here. Saw I'm Outkast here. Headline Wireless. I can't remember what year
well,
it was.
Or what day it was.
Jesus.
You have to make a guess.
No,
write it down. Do not
have
hide
have
your paper
have
from Marcel Hope.
Yeah, I'm hiding.
Whoa,
I'm
what
hiding.
The fuck?
We got something?
Don't look at my paper.
Well, I mean, I've got the answer, so it's not like I can cheat from you.
I don't know, you might be trying to tell other people because I'm so good at this.
Okay. You all got something?
Yeah, I'll change my answer.
Okay, okay.
Answer.
We're staying with the Sunday at Wireless on the main stage. We're going to 2013. Bonita Apple Tribe Called Quest.
Even in my will, keep it
is
drill.
That Rocky?
The day I peel.
Now, what's really
it's
weird
be
is
Nas, though, isn't it?
It's that Nas. We made this game earlier, but we've mentioned him like four times on the show today
we have.
For
he's
various
had a massive
things.
Impact
it's
on
kind
the
of
show.
Strange, though. Yeah, okay.
Diet, music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got it all on lock.
Got it all. But what on that year? Who was
today
highest up the
is
bill?
Nas day.
Tribe Called Quest, ASAP Rocky, or Nas? Wireless 2013 on the main stage on
yeah,
the Sunday.
This
okay, okay. Let's move to Reading from 2013. This is to the One Extra stage on the Saturday.
What year?
2013.
I got the juice, I got
yep.
the juice. Let your head out of London
Sea.
Everybody just keep moving, we need just keep dancing, we need just keep moving,
really.
Look what the cat
tried to do. Jeez! Scientifically proven that Geeks' music gasses people up.
Oh, 100%
They don't add like carbon dioxide to soft drinks anymore. They just play it, Giggs' music.
Like sometimes quietly, they don't even notice. It's just in the background. And you're like, whoa.
Now
okay.
The drink is just
so
gas.
What, this is,
this is Reading of 2013, the One Extra stage on the Saturday. Chance the Rapper, Devlin, or Giggs, who is the top boy on that day?
Oh, this is a madness.
That is such a hard one.
Hard, it's tricky.
Oh, man.
Fuck it, something. I'm going to guess.
Have a guess. Okay, we're moving to Wireless, back to Wireless 2015. This is the main stage on the Saturday. No matter what you say, what you do, I'm the one I am to be with you. Bitch, where you and I was fucking. Now I run again, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King Kunta, black man taking no loss. Oh yeah. Okay. So we are Wireless 2015 main stage on the Saturday. Who was highest up the bill? Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, or Mary J. Blige?
Oh, fuck, what festival is this again?
Wireless 2015,
wireless.
Main stage, Saturday.
Main
that is
Saturday.
Wireless 2015.
I repeat, can Wireless 2015
does
please
anyone
report?
Else, does anyone else want to know what the day is? It's a Saturday.
What was the catering saying?
No.
That day.
Right, should we go, let's go back to Reading.
Right.
2013, the One Extra stage on the Sunday.
That's
oh,
the
no,
wrong
that's
the wrong one.
I played that one earlier. Ignore that. But she's yeah, sometimes I just like
head,
to. No, ignore that one. Ignore that one.
I'm begging you. Just carry me.
Ghost poet. Ghost poet. Yeah. Again, we mentioned her earlier.
Yeah.
Miss Dynamite.
My mind, my
motherfucking beat like a tractor. I ride motherfucking beat like a train.
So,
wait, what a tune! I feel like Tractor was a fucking slap. Yeah.
Well, this was the year that you were on the bill, actually, as well. Wedding 20. I watched
it on Sunday. 2013.
Well, because you would, I expect you would know this one. You'd never heard.
I think I headlined the whole festival.
So, which means why I couldn't. You'd know that, so I couldn't put you. So, who was higher on the bill? Ghost Poet, Ms. Dynamite, or Wretch 3-2?
That is very complicated.
Were you on the one extra stage as well?
I was on the one extra stage.
So you'll know this. This will be really.
This will be really. In fact, really interesting story about that. One of them didn't actually play that year.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, well, then you've got a heads up on which
one. Didn't play.
Interesting.
So I know
who
it wasn't.
No, okay. You got inside knowledge.
Yeah, it was on the bill.
This is some bullshit.
I don't know.
No, but I don't. To be fair, I've still guessed out of the other two. And I've given you the, you know what I mean? I shared with my brothers.
You didn't tell me the answer, though.
Oh, did I not?
No.
Well, one of them didn't play. I know who didn't play.
Sorry, guys. Well, at least I let you know that one of them didn't play.
Exactly. So that's not, that cancels one of them. You've only got two to pick from now. Let's get some answers. Right. Hope, who did you have for the first one? Who do you think was highest up the bill?
I don't even know. I put Outkast.
Okay, Marcel, what did you put?
I put Bruno Mars.
Yeah, and what did you put?
I put Bruno Mars as well.
It is Bruno Mars.
Yes, because I think on the Saturday, Outkast played on the Saturday, because I went to Outkast on the Saturday, I think.
Right, no, they were all on the Sunday.
Oh, were they?
It's just that Bruno Mars was headlining.
I left before Bruno Mars.
Outkast was second on the bill, and Salt Pepper was sixth on the bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that day. That was a good day.
Yeah, that's a very good day. And so, what do we have? So, 1 point each there. Who did you have? Sorry, Marcel, for number two.
Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm. Hope.
ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Tribe Called Quest.
It was a Tribe Called Quest, that's right. They were second on the bill. ASAP Rocky was Nas was third and ASAP Rocky was fourth.
Right. Who headlined?
That I don't know. Let's move to number three. Who did you have for number three, Michael Payne?
I had Gigs.
Okay.
Yeah, good gigs.
Your gigs?
Well.
Yeah. I had Devlin.
You were right, Marcel. It was Devlin.
Bastard.
So obviously Ms. Dinah was it, who was on this? Oh no, Chance the Rapper, sorry, did not perform that day.
Ah, he red herring.
He would have been fourth if he was there. Devlin was headlining, and but then Giggs was fourth because obviously he stepped up in place of Chance the Rapper. Got it now.
Okay.
Hope, who do you have for number four?
I put Childish Gambino.
Okay, Marcel?
I put Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I think I was there. I put Kendrick as well.
It is Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, wow.
It is Kendrick Lamar.
He was wearing all white.
He was second on the bill. Childish Gambino was third. Mary J. Blige was fifth. I don't know who was headlining.
I watched Kendrick with Tiny Temper's mum. Yeah. That was the first day I met Tiny Temper's mum, and we watched some of Kendrick together. That's which is cool.
Lovely day.
Lovely woman.
Lovely day out. And what did we have for number five?
Wretch 3-2.
Okay.
I put Wretch as well.
It's cool.
Come on,
it is Wretch. Number one, Ms. Dynamite, number third on the bill. Ghost Poet, sixth on the bill.
Yeah, but Ghost Poet didn't play, so
Ghost Poet didn't
Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh, really? Okay.
Stood in for him.
Well, that means Hope has won. Michael has four. Marcel has fifth. But don't worry, there's a bonus.
What?
You got all of them all right, didn't you?
No. Wait, the way she said it sounded
really confusing.
Yeah,
I thought
really
she said Hope has
won. She said Hope has
won. No.
And I was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Hope has won. But as always, there's a bonus if you want to go for it. Winner takes all.
Yeah, I need this bonus. Yeah, okay. I need it.
I'm about to lose my head.
The rules have changed. We have to get as little points as possible.
It's like pointless. No, it's pointless. I was like,
I forgot to mention.
I lose my head.
Marcel's been away for 2 weeks. The rules have changed. If you can get zero, you're a winner.
It's like darts now.
So let's go. We're on Wireless 2015. This is for Winner Takes All.
Okay.
The Rewired stage.
Rewired stage.
Rewired stage.
Was that like the pre-wired festival? Was that the wired before wired?
It's the Sunday on the Rewired stage.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
One, two. If I can do it, hey. I can do it. Summertime is meant to fall in love.
Why won't you confess to us? Who's the third one?
We have Damage.
Yeah.
George the Poet.
Yeah.
And Jaden and Willow Smith.
That was Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith and Willow Smith.
Wow. What that song?
In 2015.
Yeah. That is Summertime in Paris.
Oh shit.
Okay.
So, write it down and then show me who you think the top of that bill, Wireless 2015 on the Rewired stage on Sunday.
Damage.
Damage, George the Poet, Jaden and Willow Smith.
God damn it! That's a hard one.
I think I'm going to lose this now.
I'm lost.
I've got it.
Damage, George the Poet or Jaden and Willow Smith. Michael Poe, who do you have down? Okay, who do you have, Hope? Okay. Who do you have, Marcel?
I'm going to say Damage. I haven't written that one down.
Hope wins because it is George the Poet.
That's a comeback. That's a comeback.
That's why you knew. You waited. You were like, I'm
going to
take this on the
phone. I was letting you guys win for a bit.
Exactly. Amazing. He actually had all the right answers. I just choose to ignore them.
Don't worry, guys. There is still hope for me.
Lovely name, by the way, man. That's what I love about. I think, like, I'm of the Nigerian descent myself, and I think my parents dropped the ball not giving me one of those, like, you know, those really positive names like Hope or Joy or Charity or, do you know what I mean? Good name, Hope.
Thank you.
What's next for you, man? Because, you know, Top Boy is the program of the moment for me. It's the series of the moment. Can we expect more? Is there going to be another season? Because the way they left it at the end of season three was...
It's got to be. Yeah, left it open. It's not officially confirmed. They haven't officially said, but... yeah, I mean, it did do well, so it's likely.
Yeah, but what's next for Hope, Ikpoku, like, you know, just in general? Finish school first, obviously.
Yeah, so just in school. But I've done two other stuff. So I've done Bulletproof, which with Ashley Waters and Noel Clark on Sky.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to say it in case it's wrong, but I feel like it's January, February. I think that's when it's going to come out.
Yeah.
So I'm guesting.
I've started seeing it advertised on TV, to be fair. Yeah.
So yeah, that's coming out. And then I had a lead role in a film called Faith.
Sick.
Directed by Ashley Chin. That also, I'm not sure when that's coming out, but that should be early next year as well.
Okay.
So yeah, those are the next two things to look out for.
What's your ultimate goal?
Just keep acting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just keep acting. Just want to do different types of roles.
Yeah. Do you want to do something like really deep and Oscar worthy? Do you want to be a superhero? Do you want to be like,
yo, imagine me in the next Black Panther, like, just like, yo.
Yeah.
I'll back that.
Being a superhero would be mad, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like being a superhero would be cool, but I feel like doing something like deep and Oscar worthy, I feel like that's the main goal as an actor. That's something you want to do. That's like fulfilling.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, I think that's the end goal, really.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, man. I am a big fan, like, genuinely. I was like so gassed about you coming in, and you did not disappoint, man. You've been an absolute gent. Thank you so much to Hope Ikpoku for joining us. Where can people find you on the socials as well? I know it's usually a music thing, but people are gonna want to find out what you're
on
to,
Instagram. Literally just Hope Ikpoku. Same on Snapchat.
Amazing. Up next is Callum McSwiggan, and he has a very special and interesting guest.
He's got Topher Taylor.
Who's a sex toy tester.
And sex educator
as well. And sex educator, most importantly.
Two jobs, the same.
But that's super interesting. So, Callum McSwiggan is up next for the next hour after us. We'll be back next week, won't we?
And happy 200th show to you,
Thank you very much. 200th episode to me today. Thank you to all my guests that passed through. Obviously, Hope Ikpoku, who's still in the studio with us right now. Cause, who joined us. Also, and Deco and Adi Josh. The very positive Adi Josh.
For real.
We will both be back next week, won't we?
Yeah, I'll be here.
All three of us. We're all here next week. Yes. Yeah, present and correct.
No, Natalie, the one constant. You know what I'm saying?
Natalie's still the one constant, though.
Thank you.
This changes everything. I met a woman, she loved me, but got a wedding ring. She said her nigga don't know anything. Oh, that changes everything. We on the better things. I met a singer, she always snorting a medine. I don't approve, but she sucking my dick incredibly. That changes everything. That changes everything. That changes everything. That changes everything. I remember in church they said, boy, you better sing. And now I travel the world to places I've never seen. This changes everything. This changes everything. This changes everything. This changes everything. I got some homies in Compton who still gang bang. They always driving and selling that methamphetamine. That don't change anything. That don't change anything. That don't change anything. That don't change anything. I got the melody. That's why your aunties and uncles always be playing me. And I ain't moving a muscle until they paying me. That changes everything. That changes everything. This changes everything. This changes everything.
Hey, yo, Denzel, where you at?
This changes everything. Divorce to wedding ring from sober to better.
amphetamines, from hungry to feta cheese. You give up anything, that changes everything. Bikes forever steam, treat it like whatever thing. It's a now or never thing regarding living life. Besides, we in a circle from what Lion King writes. The cycle, build, destroy, erase and revise you. Cut the dreads for my rebirth, follow the primal instinct that I instinct with no iTunes. So blessed to have everything, praying the high noon. It's a great day for the beach until the typhoon hits. Likely you could lose your shit. See, change is a coin for the term called season. Mama said people who don't change for no reason. Used to be illiterate, now I'm the one reading. Used to be a follower, now I'm the one leading.
Please changes everything. Please changes everything. This changes everything. Yeah, okay, these motherfuckers ain't fucking with us. 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 These motherfuckers ain't fucking with us.
Your time, say your prayers, call your mom, get your money, close your eyes, catch a vibe, rob a glass, boo and buddy, take your time, say your prayers, call your mom, get your money, catch a vibe, close your eyes, rob a glass, boo and buddy, take your time, close your eyes, rob a glass, boo and buddy, catch a vibe, call your mom, get your money, take your time, close your eyes, rob a glass, boo and buddy, catch a vibe, rob a glass, boo and buddy,
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.